Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Have you ever thought of Christians as peculiar people? The Apostle Peter describes Christians as a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, a peculiar people. 1 Peter 2:9. There are probably hundreds of thousands of Americans who think that all religious people, especially fundamentalist and evangelical Christians, are peculiar. And they do not understand the word peculiar in a positive sense. Tragically, many worldly people do not know why Christians act and are supposed to act differently from non-Christians. They have little understanding or appreciation of the Christian's commitment to godly thought and conduct. The word peculiar comes from a Greek word which really means, and ought to be translated, a people for God's own possession. Like some of the other expressions in 1 Peter 2:9, a chosen generation and holy nation, this word is rooted in Old Testament imagery. God said of His people, "For you are an holy people unto the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a special people unto Himself, above all people that are upon the face of the earth." Deuteronomy 7:6. Malachi does not use the same figures, but his meaning cannot be misunderstood. "And they shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them, as a man spares his own son who serves him." Malachi 3:7. The noun form of the word rendered peculiar is translated purchase, possession, Ephesians 1:14, to obtain, 1 Thessalonians 5:9, and saving, Hebrews 10:39. The verb form of the word is used in Paul's farewell address to the Ephesian elders. "Take heed to yourselves and to the flock, over the which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to feed the church of God which He has purchased with His own blood." Acts 20:28. The expression, "has purchased," suggests the price Jesus paid for our redemption and means that we belong to God. Paul does not use the same verb, but he teaches the same truth in the following verses. "Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? For we are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20. The verb form is also translated purchase in 1 Timothy 3:13. What are the implications of our being a people for God's own possession? Paul tells us very plainly, we are to glorify God in our bodies and in our spirits. That means that everything we own and everything we are belongs to God. How can a Christian pretend that his business, his home, and other worldly possessions are really his? What we have been given must be used to glorify our Heavenly Father. Even our time does not belong to us. We all know we are living on borrowed time. And besides, God expects us to use our time to extend the borders of His kingdom and to worship and to serve Him while we live on this earth. That does not mean we are to be reading His Word every minute of the day or attending worship services all the time. These are vital activities for Christians. But we also serve God when we work to make a living for our families, when we take the time to teach our children about God and about His Word. But the true Christian will always strive to follow his Lord in every activity. Paul expressed that truth in these words, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." Philippians 2:5. Christians are to live in harmony with God's will all the time. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.